Hey, right now, I'd gotten a call from Stan McMillan off the air. He's going to try to reach me on the air, but I've got Tom Bartram on the phone right now. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Marshall.
And you are the emergency management guy, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Well,
I heard your comment about, you know, trying to find out what the power situation is. I just spoke to the Eversource contact for Sharon, and they're organizing now to do what they call blocked road tour. So, in other words, they go and probably a large percentage of our town roads are actually blocked by trees and wires. So the first thing that they do is what they call make safe. So in other words, they remove the wires from the trees so the town crew and the tree contractors can get to work on cleaning the trees. So that's going to be job one, and then restoration will start after that. What the timeline is, I don't know. There's a lot more damage here than they've seen in other places. And they were frankly surprised on the amount of damage. But you've been referring to it all morning. We see it.
Yeah, it's
so.
I
wish I could give you a better timeline, but at least we know that they have a plan and they're working on it.
All right. Well, White with now, Stan, are you on the line now?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
We're just speaking with Tom Bars from Tom. Hang on, and Stan, you wanted to get some things across to people as well this morning.
Yes, I just wanted to emphasize. As Tom has said, that the next few days people are going to be without power. And if you don't have a generator that has been professionally installed by an electrician so that you know you have the proper safeguards, there's going to be people who will be out trying to utilize a generator. If you just plug things into your generator and then plug them into your refrigerator or single appliances in your homes, that should be very safe, but people need to be extremely cautious about trying to tie a generator back into their home that's not done by an electrician. They need to understand that what happens is if it's not done properly, you can backfeed that power out of your house back up through the transformer, and although there may be no street power coming into you, you are putting power back out across those lines, which could endanger the power company workers, the emergency people who are there trying to clean up all of those areas. So I implore people, if you're going to use a generator that has not been professionally hooked up, that you use it only to plug in individual appliances in your home. Make sure that the generator is outside when it's running so that there's not issues with carbon monoxide. And that when you refuel your generator, you really need to be sure that you shut it off, let it cool for a second, check the oil while it's shut down to make sure that you have oil, refuel it, and then restart it.
Now, both you, Stan and Tom, I'm 67. I haven't seen a couple of days with a tornado and a tropical storm like this. Have you ever seen anything like this in Sharon?
I don't think so. It's usually wet, heavy snow that puts us in situations like this. But this is 2020, Marshall, as we've all been saying. And I heard your thing later or earlier this morning about what's next, locusts. And that's about all that's left.
Yeah, I would say that people are going to probably hear some strange noises in the next couple of days, in that your town highway crews are probably going to be out with plows on, trying to clear some of the debris that is on the road, because the roads are just, in this area, a lot of them are just totally covered with branches and small limbs and debris that are all over the highways.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Tom and Stan, to everybody at the town crews and to all our emergency responders, thank you, because I know everybody was out there the minute this thing hit yesterday, and we thank you for all the work you guys put in.
Okay, thank you, and I'm glad you were able to get on the air. I heard earlier you had some engineering troubles a couple of days ago, and I was going, uh-oh, this is not a time to be down.
That's why we had our engineer come out, and we said we can't be down when a tropical storm is coming, and he came out and got everything situated. And like the old days, you can't kill radio, it's analog.
Yeah, exactly. I was cranking my old NOAA weather radio this morning. You know, you can actually just turn a handle and charge the battery, and away you go. It's I took it out and dusted it off.
All right, guys. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marshall.
Right, bye-bye.
Yep, so long.
That is Stan McMillan and Tom Bartram from Sharon with some handy advice for you this morning.